water pipeline trail. So we had a Scout, a four-wheel drive. We had lots. I still got a four-wheel drive in my garage. And you could just get the feed sacks, and they would see our car and rattle the feed sack, and boy, those, they would just come a mile a minute. But sort of a cow call would be, woo, woo, so they could hear you way out. And they could hear the automobile too, the Scout. So that's the way we did.
How about to the chickens? Did you ever have to call the chickens?
Or? Oh, my mother spent her life calling those dumb chickens. Chick, 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 chick. And they would see her. She was 94 when she passed away. And she was outside all the time, but you never saw her outside without a great big hat. She had a smock that completely covered her arms and her legs. And she had the most beautiful skin when she died. And she used to tell my sisters and me, and I can just close my eyes and see, girls, if you let that sun touch your face, it's going to ruin you, ruin you, ruin you, ruin you. You'll get wrinkles, and guess what? I didn't listen to my mother. And I have had skin cancer, a very bad one on my nose that the doctor, well, Dr. Gum did a good job. He did plastic surgery on it. But he told me I could have gotten it at the age of 4 or 5 years old. That's what's so scary.
My goodness.
About sun. It catches up with you. And now my little granddaughter, she's on the swim team at the club. Sun all the time, and she's fair-skinned and eyes like her dad and me. And, you know, I tell them that, but they won't listen to me. And I think, no, I didn't listen either. You just have to live through it. But anyway, I don't know how I got on that.
Your mother had great discipline.
Chickens, yeah. My mother did. She, or she never would have lived to be 94.
How about horses? Did you have calls to horses?
Yes, I had one called Sugar, and that horse looked like a, well, it was a Palomino, really, but it looked like Sugar that you, are you familiar with flan, where you caramelize the, kind of caramelized sugar like that? And then even when my family home was there and we had these 4 acres, I had horses over there when I was in college. And I had one named Ace, and I would just call Ace, and he would come.
Just call the name? How about to get the horse to go faster, what did you say?
Well, I dug in with my spurs. Well, drugstore cow people would say, giddy up, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever said that.
Okay. What do you call a dog of mixed breed?
Mongrel.
Okay. How about an orphan calf?
Doki.
Okay. And the things that cows leave behind in a pasture are called?
Cow pies.
Okay. And how about buffaloes? Do you know buffaloes?
Buffalo pie? Buffalo. We call them cow pies.
How about horses? Did horses leave behind something?
Well, we always called it manure.
Okay.
Well, little, I guess we called it horse doo-doo, but I wouldn't do that now.
Now, the horses that are just out there free on the range, they don't belong to anybody, those are called?
Oh, like New Mexico's one. What are they called? Wild horses. Oh, there's a name for them, but I can't think of it right now.
Okay.
Maybe I will in a minute. Mustangs? Well, that's...
I've heard that before.
Well, yeah, that's the general term, but they, you could call them Mustangs if there were anywhere else. What else do you have there?
That's all I can think. Mustangs.
That's another word.
I can't think of anything else. Well, if you think about it, just blurt it out.
Yeah, okay.
There's a little rodent that sits on top of a mound and barks. What is that called?
Prairie dog.
Does it have any other names?
Well, we call them a lot of bad names because they leave holes in the horses. It's very dangerous. Oh, uh-huh. Yeah, we poison the prairie dogs.